Moving right along, we're up to Simon Shin Pei Aleph, which is Yisr Rechitza and Sicha for an Avel. As a little bit of Adama to the Simon, we should just discuss a little bit, and this is most negated to Rechitza. It applies to some other Nihugi Avelis that we'll get to as well, which is the relationship between, or the overlap of some Isurim between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av and Avelis. Now, there are certain Nihugim that both fall into the Inui on Yom Kippur category and are also usher on Tisha B'Av and for an Avel. What's the interplay between all of those? So when it comes to Yom Kippur, we know that the governing or the overarching concern is one of Inui, that Shar Inuyim on Yom Kippur, be it the Raisa the Rabbanon, are Asurim because of the requirement of Inui. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says in Sachem Andaf Nundalit on the Beis, the Gemara has, on the one hand, there's a Meimra of Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Liyom Kippurim, Elish Zes Feiko Aser, Zes Feiko Mutter, that whatever is Aser on one sounds like it's Aser on the other, and the only difference is whether Safek L'Chumra, Safek L'Kula. The Gemara says, "Misayeya l'Reb Lazer, Dam Reb Lazer, Asur la Adam sheyoshet etzbo b'mayim b'tisha b'av, kedera sheasur lahoshet etzbo b'yom kippurim." That sounds like that supports the main Reb Lazer, that there's an isser of so much as sticking your finger into water on Tisha B'Av, just as there's an isser of just sticking your finger into water on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, "Meisivei." Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tainas tzibur, elish is a aser b'asiyas malacha, v'zem mutter b'asiyas malacha b'makam shenagu. Then the Gemara says we have a similar ein bein between Tisha B'Av and tainas tzibur, that all the nihugim of avelos on Tisha B'Av are also knowing on a tainas tzibur, with the exception of an iser malacha. So it sounds like, short of that, everything is equal. The ilugabi tana sibur tanya, kisha amru aser brochitza, lo amru elakol gufo, but panav yad v'raglo lo. So the Gemara is bothered. On the one hand, we say that Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the same. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, we know that there's an iser of washing even the tiniest part of the body, even bitzoneh. So if that's the case, that Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the same, that should be true by Tisha B'Av as well. On the other hand, we say that Tisha B'Av and Tana Sibra are all the same. And yeah, when it comes to Tana Sibra, we have a brisa that the Isser Rechitz is only B'chol Gufo, but Pan of Yad of Raglav is Mutter. According to that, it should be Mutter L'Hoshet Etzbo B'Mayim on Tisha B'Av. So the more answers, Amar Papa, Tana Kule Kule Kisani. The top line of Nunhei Madal says Rashi. Ko hani ein bein chatan arminu. So both of these ein beins that seem to be contradictory were really authored by the same Tana. The kule kule naka. And really the Tana is just coming to highlight the kula is not the chumras. Bereisha Tana ein Tisha B'Av kal miyom kippurim. So the Reisha is just highlighting that the only kula that you have on Tisha B'Av relative to Yom Kippur is Sveiko L'kula. The Seifa Tana ain't Tisha B'Av kami Tana Sibur ela inyan melacha. And the Seifa is just highlighting that the only kula of Tisha B'Av relative to Tana Sibur is when it comes to Isser melacha. U'b'chumri d'chamri Tisha B'Av mitana Sibur lo airi. But in a Hanami, there are chumras of Tisha B'Av over Tana Sibur, And therefore, it's possible that even on Tisha B'Av, there's an Isra B'Moshe that's Bo B'Mayim, as opposed to Tana Sibur, where you're allowed to be Roche, it's Pan of Yadav Rakhav. So the Ein Bains are not exhaustive. They're only one direction. And that's the Gemara's Yishuv for what otherwise appears to be a Stira. So from the Maskans Gemara, it sounds like over here, in practice, Tisha B'Av is going to be Aser, even B'Shatas Etzba V'Mayim, which is a Chomer analogous to Yom Kippur, as opposed to Tana Sibur. But what seems to emerge from the Gemara is that there are commonalities and overlap both between Yom Kippur and the Tana Sibur when it comes to the Isurim that are knowing on Tisha B'Av. So the famous Briska Rav on the Rambam in Hilchos Tadios, the Briska Rav notes that on Tisha B'Av, both elements are in place. There's the element of Tana Sibur there's the element of a Yom Kippur-like Tana Sibur, and there's the element of Avelus like an Avel. And that's Tana Staf Lamed, Kol Mitzvos HaNogos B'Avel, Nogos B'Tisha B'Av, whatever Nihugi Avelus exist, are also knowing on Tisha B'Av. So in practice, to the extent that there's an Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av, that Isser Rechitza is both Midin Tanis and Midin Avelus. If you only had one and not the other, it would still be Usser on Tisha B'Av, because there you have an overlap between some halachos that are Tana Sibur oriented and some halachos that are Avelus oriented. And you could have elements of both that overlap in the same Isser. So when it comes to the Isser of Lahoshet Esbo B'Mayim, that's not a Avelus halacha, that's a Tana Sibur halacha, that's a Yom Kippur halacha. Yom Kippur is also Lahoshet Esbo B'Mayim, and that's the reason that it's Aser on Tisha B'Av as well, because of the Tana Sibur element, not because of the Avelus element, because as we'll see, an Avel is Mutter Lahoshet Esbo B'Mayim. And that's what the Gemara has in Tanis on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, as far as the scope of the Isser for an Avel. The Gemara concludes the Hilchasa about halfway down Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Tanis, Avel Aser Lirchos Kol Gufo, Bein Becham and Bein Betzone and Kol Shiva. So during Shiva, an Avel can't engage in Rechitzas Kol Gufo even with cold water. Avel Panav Yav the Raglav Becham and Aser Betzone and Mutter. However, even though that's Aser Bechamin, is Mutter Bitzonin. Avalasa Chafilu Kolshu Aser, Stichas Aser even Bekolshu during Shiva. V'im La'avir is Hazuma Mutter. However, if it's La'avir is Hazuma, then that's Mutter. So is that line La'avir es Hazuama only going on Sicha, or is that going back on Rechitza as well, to some extent? So the Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam, Im La'avir es Hazuama Mutter, V'ein Tzarech Lomar, V'misha Hayu Chatatin Al Rosho, D'sach Kedarko V'ein Echoshesh. So you can engage in Sicha La'avir es Hazuama, and Kol Shekein, if a person has some kind of medical condition on his head and that needs to be treated with sicha, then he can engage in sicha there as well. If lahavir sezuam is mutter, then intervening in that medical situation with kosher can be mutter. But then the Ramban says, v'chein, im haya meluchlach betit u'betsoa, Rochis Kedarka Vein Choshech. That if a person is dirty, then it can engage in regular rechisa, Vein Choshech, without restriction, without concern, he can engage in regular rechisa. So that Vechain sounds like the Ramban here understood that Lahavir Sazuma, Lahavir Sazuma, has its parallel the rechisa as well. That just as you can engage in sicha to remove zuama, you can also engage in rechitza to remove tit vitzoa. And that lashon of rochitz kedarko, the Ramban presumably got from the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Zayin Rebeis, in the Yom Kippur context. There we have imhaya meluchlach betit vitzora rochitz kedarko v'enechoshesh. That if on Yom Kippur, even though there's a very chomer iser rechitza, but if he's meluchlach betit vitzoa, he's allowed to be rochitz kedarka v'ein choshesh. So that's the exact lashon the Ramban has here in Taras Adam for an avel, rochitz kedarka v'ein choshesh. But the Ramban connects that to laver sazuma, that just as the Gemara in Tanis in the bottom line says that sicha laver sazuma is mutter, so too rochitz lahavir tit vitzoa is mutter as well. So that's what's reflected in the mechaber here at the beginning of Shin Pei Aleph. Rechitza ketzad, asir lirchos kol gufa filu bitzonein, aval panav yadav raglav, v'chamin asir bitzonein mutter, v'mahaya meluchlach betid bitzoa, rochitz kedarko v'eino choshesh. Okay. Yeah.
What exactly do you mean when we say kol gufo? Does that mean washing the whole body, or does that mean washing any part of the body that's not panav yadav raglav?
It means washing whatever part of the body is meluchlach betit vitzoa. I'm sorry, you're asking on rochitz kedarko, or
if we say aser lirchos kol gufo, that means you can't wash the whole thing.
You can't. Oh, so you're asking, does a heter panu yadav raglav apply to other evarim also, or only panu? So we'll get there in a few minutes. Good. Okay. I thought you were asking on rochitz kedarko. Sorry. Okay. So why is it taka mutter to engage in rechitza? Lahavir tit vitzoa, or to the extent that that's parallel to lahavir es hazuama. So the Mishabura writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Nun Dalid Seif Katan Yud Tes. That's going on the Mechaber in Seif Tes. In Hayu Yada Meluchlach as betit vitzoa mutter lirchas lahavir lichloch. You're only allowed to wash that which needs to be washed to remove the dirt. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so cutting the test, de'eno aser ala rechitza shel tanuk. Because the iser rechitza on Tisha B'Av is only a rechitza shel tanuk. And if you're just washing yourself to remove tit mitzoa, that's not a rechitza shel tanuk. Mishnah Berurah adds, mitam zeh, when from Magen Avraham, Nashim Mivashlos Tzvichos Lirchos Abasar, after Memela Rochetzas Gam Yadav Mutter. For women's cooking on Tisha B'Av afternoon, and she's going to get some water on her hands while she's washing the food, washing the chicken. That's okay because that's not a Rechitza Shel Tanuk. That's just water that splashes on her hands, Memela. So this comment in the Mishnah Berurah is based on a Yerushalmi that the Rush quotes, the Rush in Moed Katan, Simen Lamed Zayin, Paragimel, that Rechitza She'eino Shel Tanuk is Mutter. That's a heter of tit mitzvah that's not considered to be a rechitza shel tanuk. Now, what's the scope of this rochitz kedarko? The lashon Ramban that the mechaber has here, rochitz kedarko. So the Badei Shulchan points out Sivkat and Yud that rochitz kedarko sounds like however you normally wash. So that even sounds like you could use mayim chamin. Do It sounds like a lashon of hutra as opposed to dechuya to buy a return. That rochis kedar could do whatever you normally do. It sounds like do whatever you normally do. If you normally use hot water, even if you can get the dirt off with cold water, use hot water. But that would not be consistent with what we just read in the Mechaber in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the lo yitol kol yadav elafiyat sarach lav relichlach. So there it sounds like you have to do the bare minimum necessary. You're only allowed to do the minimum necessary to remove the tit vitzoa. And that's what the Divrei Sofrim says here in Sivkat and Zion, that Mechaber doesn't mean to say, or can't mean, Rochitz Kedarko Mamish, that you do whatever you want. It still is only what's necessary. So you're only allowed to use Mayim Chamin if you can only get the dirt off with Mayim Chamin. If you get the dirt off with cold water, then you have to use cold water. And to the extent that the Mechaber says, the Ramban says, that you can be Rochitz Kedarko, so that's whatever is beyond what otherwise is much of a novel. Meaning, if you need to use chamin, then you can use chamin if you can't get the water off otherwise. If you have tit vitzoa on other parts of the body beyond part of the other baraglav, then you can wash that. And if you need to use chamin for that, you can use chamin for that also. But not to say that there's carte blanche to wash however you want, even b'chamin. And that's what the Rabbi Carr points out as well, Chelik Aleph, page Shin Kaf, that if you could get away with cold water, there's no heter to use hot water. And Rav Schechter said that's even if it's easy to use hot water, but you can still get it off with more effort with cold water, there's still no heter to use hot water. Yeah.
I don't know if you're around me, but I don't know. You can read it about 2 days.
So look at the Rebbe Kabbalah. So first of all, so even Halacha Divrei Mei Kol Avel assumes, and there are machlokas, but it only applies to machlokas Rishonim, it applies to machlokas Achronim also, but that you have a clear shita that you're b'meikolek. Meaning, if you have two ways of reading a line in a Rishon, and then you can't just say Halacha Divrei Mei Kol Avel. You need to define who the meikol was and what the articulated kul is, and then say Halacha Divrei Mei Kol. But that's not the same thing as saying that any, if you have different ways of reading a line in a Rishon, that you could just assume a kula. Well, the Ramban is just using Lashon and Gemara. It's not really clear in the Lashon and Gemara, in the Tisha B'Av context anyway, where you're probably not using Mayim Chamin anyway. So, I don't know if you can say that's a bashlus. I was at a Beis Avil earlier today, and there's a Chassidus Rav who quoted a Chassidus Posek who said, this is all the conversation all in Yiddish. I may not have gotten 100%.
But Yiddish.
I don't speak Yiddish, but I can make out pieces. So he quoted a Chassidus Posek as saying, sounds like, even though we say Lachad Divrei Mei Kol Avel, but all Nifei Avelus really are to help the Neshama. So what right do you have to be Mekel on helping out Neshama? The Neshama of the Nifter is elevated by Nifei Avelus. So what right do you have to be Mekel on the Cheshbon of the Neshama? So that didn't sound right. Number one, I'm not sure if that's really the case, that there's a correspondence between the Nihug Avelis per se and an Aliyah for the Neshama. And we do say Lach Kedir Mei Kol Avel. He said, this Siddush HaPosek is always Machmer by Avelis. That doesn't seem to be our tradition of Sakh. I don't know. But anyway, so, right, so Shechter thought that the only head to use hot water is if there's no way of removing the tit vitzoa otherwise. If you could remove it with cold water, even bikoshi, then you have no right to use hot water. Okay, so to Gabe's question, the articulated head there of Sonein is pan of yada v'raglav. So how dafka is pan of yada v'raglav? Does that also apply to other evarim? The issue is only you can't be rochet kol gufo b'tzonein, but you can be rochet parts of the body b'tzonein. The Baal HaShulchan discusses this sipkatan beis. On the one hand, maybe pan of yada v'raglav is unique based on the Gemara Shabbos nun on the beis. Rochets adam pan of yada v'raglav b'chol yom mishem kono kol pol l'shem l'maneu. That's appropriate. It's proper for a person to wash pan of yada v'raglav on a daily basis because you have to be presentable in your avodas Hashem. So maybe there's something special about pan of yada v'raglav, and the heter of being rochets pan of yada v'raglav b'tzonein is somewhat connected to that imperative of being baseline presentable kol pol l'shem l'maneu. Or maybe not. Just as we have in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Kaf Vav, where technically speaking, before Xeris Merchatzos, you could be Rochet, Panayot, Ragla, Bechamen on Shabbos. If you have one of those heated up before Shabbos, then before Xeris Merchatzos, you could technically be Rochet, Panayot, Raglav. So there, the din is that that applies to other Evarim as well, as long as it's not Rov Gufo. Panayada Raglav is Ladafka, Shin Kavav and Shabbos. And maybe that's relevant here too. Maybe Panayada Raglav is Ladafka, as long as it's not Kol Gufa. So Rabbi, the Baal HaShulchan is noted to that side, but he leaves it as a Tzarchi and Ladina, whether it would apply to Shari Varim as well, as long as it's Miyat Gufa. He also raises the question of Katan Ches. Is there really a heter of raglav nowadays? When you live in a society where people walk around barefoot, so then there's some sense in being rochets raglav. But maybe nowadays that doesn't apply because people don't walk around barefoot. So there's no real benefit or need in being rochets raglav dafka. Okay. And the other direction, there's a comment of Rabbi Akiva Eger to Sif Vav. It doesn't really come up because what are you going to... I guess it could come up if you want to wash some of your body bitsonein other than... You're not going to take a full shower, but you want to, cook them up, but I don't know. What does he say? Yeah, he's Mekel. Rekarb is Mekel, then Nixas Gufo is Mutter, Lap Dafka Panayot the Raglav. Okay. Baal HaShulchan's note that to be Mekel too. The Baal HaShulchan's note to be Mekel, he says, Sarachi, and it looks like Rabbi Karb is Mekel, that it applies to Miyot Gufo, even Shari Varmazal. Okay. Rabbi Kivager has a comment to Sid Vav. There are two comments there, but I'm focusing on the second one right now. That avil aser lahoshit etzbo b'mayim chamin. that Avil's not allowed to stick it, even a finger into hot water. That's a memra of Rav Sheshes Tanis Yevgimla Medbeis. And that's what the Rambam sounds like in Perek Hey, Halacha Dalid. Asher Lasaf Mixas Gufa Kol Gufa in Mahabir Zuhim and Butter. Chain Asher Bechitzas Mixas Gufa Bechamin. Aval Bitzonein, Rochit Pan of Yad Viraglav, Aval Lo Kol Gufa. It says Asher Bechitzas Mixas Gufa Bechamin. It sounds like any part of the body is Asher Bechamin, even Lahoshit Etzbo. And we assume that way Lalocha, even though there is a, there were Tshuvas of the Prima Gadim in a collection called Tshuvas Megidos that was only printed, I think, for the first time in 1980. So I don't know what the story was or where it was hidden till then. But there is a Tshuva, Tshuvas Megidos Simen Nun, where he's Mako on this, on being Rochets Etzbo b'mayim cham from Avel, but Allah Almighty, the poskim are machmir that the isser of chamin applies across the board from Avel to Shiva, even for the smallest part of the body. Okay. Now, what's the relationship between the halacha in Sif Aleph of Tit Vitsoa, which, as you saw in the Ramban, seems to be related to an extension of Lahavir Zazuma, and the halacha in Sif Gimel of Istinus? Lahavir Sif Gimel, Yoledes Avela Shetzricha Lirchas Mutter, V'chein Mand Islei Irgubia Bereshei, Mutter Lachof Rosho B'chamin. So if you have some kind of irbuvia in your head, it's on the Sinai Halacha, he asked Rabbi Yashiv, what are irbuvia? He was asking if a woman has hair that gets very messy, if it's not, if you don't use shampoo or conditioner. And he was asking, Toch Shloshim, where it's only Mimin Huggis we'll get to. So is that considered irbuvia? So Rabbi Yashiv said no. So he asked, what's irbuvia? So Rabbi Yashiv said the third Maka, Kina. But anyway, so there's a hat there. The logar mi istinus shemuter lirchos kol gufo. So there's no worse than an istinus who's allowed to be roches kol gufo. Lo kol misha omer istinus ani matirin lo. So not everybody can claim the mantle of being an istinus. Avadav kishu yadua shu istinus. You have to have a reputation of being an istinus in this night in the kias. Bimlo Yerchat Yisar Harbe Biyavo Lidei Mechush. This is the istinus of Gamliel in Brachos Tazayin. It was Rochet Belaila Shemese Ishto Laila Rishona of his Avelus. So, what is the difference between Sif Aleph and the scope of Tit Mitzoa, which is mutter for anyone without restriction? And istinus, where lo kol mishomer istinus ani matirin lo. The Tosas writes there in Brachos Tesayin and Beis. Istinus ani. The ikat tsar imloya rochets. That if he wouldn't wash, there'd be tsar. The eno usir lirkot may evlo ella mishum tanuk. And the isir rechitza for an avil is a rechitza shel tanuk. And here, if there's going to be tsar without washing, that's going to be mutter. Vegam lachav rosha v'yisbei erbuvia bereshe sharia filu toch shiva. Chayin hiter v'en shmuel yaledes avela lirchas toch shiva v'lirchas nami b'tishabav. So Tosas equates the answer of Istinus to Chatatin Barosho, which is Matir Sicha, and assumes that's equivalent to the heter of Rechitza for an Avel. So that seems to equate Zuama with Istinus. I mean, the underlying heter for both of them is it's not a Rechitza Shel Tanug. And the only difference is, where do we define or who is affected by the situation? So when it comes to Tit Mitzoa, that's something that objectively anybody is going to be affected by Tit Mitzoa. You don't have to be an Istinus. If you have Tit Mitzoa on your body, so then that's not a Rechitza Shel Tanug, and that's going to be Mutter. When it comes to Stam washing because you're an Istinus, if you don't wash yourself, so for the Istinus, that's not a Rechitza Shel Tanug, but that requires a higher or a different darga of discomfort in order to qualify for that not being a Rechitza Shel Tanug for such a person. And that seems to fit with a comment of the Agos Maimonios, Perek Hey Os Gimel, where the Rambam writes, Lahavir Sazua Mazmutter, we just saw for Sicha, Haida Kershim Gamliel, Kerm Gamliel, the Racha Slali Rishon, Vishim Danin, Slali Rishon, and the Rabban, or Gamliel Istin, Slali Istin, Slogazer. So the Agos Maimonios equates the Heter of Istinus with Lahavir Sazuama. It sounds like it's all the same yisod that it's not Shel Tanug and therefore Mutter. Take a look at the Shach in Sifkat and Beis. Shach writes, is on the line of the Mechaber that a Yoledes who needs to be Rocheses can do so. Afilu b'yom Rishon, even on the first day of Avelus. Miu, im ein letzara kol kach, yesh lahachmir b'yom Rishon, chen kas v'achrona. So the Shach says, in principle, the heter for Yoledes, which is a extension of the heter of Istinus, is even on day one. So says the Mordechai, tough kuf yud zayin. Sorry, now the Mordechai writes in tough kuf yud zayin that no, the heter Yoledes is only after Yom Rishon. The Shach says it better to be machmir, but in principle, it's mutter even on Yom Rishon. And the Mordechai says, no, they have to be led. This is Dafka La'achar Yom Rishon, because he's Choshesh for the Shitas, that Avelus Yom Rishon Daraisa. And Gamliel was Dafka only Matir in the nighttime after the Petira, because Avelus Yom Rishon Daraisa doesn't include the following night. But on Yom Rishon, it would be Aser, at least according to the Shita that Avelus Yom Rishon Daraisa. The Bader Shulchan is bothered that you were in page Kuf Pei Gimel. That why is it that the Mechaber who presents elsewhere, as we discussed in our first year, the position that avails Yom Rishon Daraisa. So why does the Mechaber in Sif Gimel not restrict the Heter for an Istinus to Yom Rishon? Why doesn't he restrict it to after Yom Rishon? If Rav Gamliel was dafka the first night, and Rechoshesh that avails Yom Rishon Daraisa, so the heter should only be after avails Yom Rishon. The Baal Shulchan suggests, not like we were saying till now, maybe the heter of Istinus is not this based on the same reasoning as Lahavir es Hazuama. Maybe Lahavir es Hazuama / Titvitzawa. So that, as we said, is not a Rechitza Sheltanu. That's going to be mutter because it's not a Rechitza Sheltanu. However, when it comes to an Istinus, maybe it is a Rechitza Sheltanu. Because you're not washing, you're not removing dirt, you're washing to prevent Tsar that doesn't exist yet. You're washing to ward off any potential discomfort. If you don't take a shower, then you can be uncomfortable, but you're not uncomfortable yet. Then maybe that's not rechitza. Maybe that is rechitza sheltanim. Ella, the malkum sar lo gozer rabbanim. That it's talking rechitza sheltanug, but if we're talking about a veil rabbanim lo gozeru and this kind of rechitza sheltanug, the malkum sar. And he says there's a mashmos to that lush in the Gemara. In Brachos Tesayin was b'makom istinus l'gazer b'rabbanan. That's not something that should have been asur midrabbanan. B'makom istinus lo gazer b'rabbanan. So then maybe there's a difference between lahavir sezuama. And it is this. Lahavir es Hazuama, that's not a Rechitza Sheltanug, that's never Usser. So even on Yom Rishon, if you have Tit Mitzoa, that's going to be Mutter. That's not a Rechitza Sheltanug, was never, that's not Usser Bechal, even on Yom Rishon. But in Istinus, there, that maybe is a Rechitza Sheltanug. It should have been Usser. And where avails is only Derabana, on Bechei Gav Nelo Gozer. But in Yom Rishon, if avails is Deraisa, that's going to remain Usser. And that's why the Heter of Istinus, Gamliel, was only the night after Avelis Yom Rishon.
We say Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa.
Mm-hmm.
What do we mean by that exactly?
If we say Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa, we mean that the standard Nehugi Avelis are included in that as well. That's all part of the package.
Means the Avelis post the Kudo. Those all the Nehugi Avelis post. I mean, Anina's a separate. We're saying that.
Yeah, Avelis Yom Rishon on the day of the Kfura. So again, if it's Yom Isi, Yom Kfura on the same day, which doesn't happen in Chutzaris most of the time. The Avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa on the day that's Yom Isi Yom Kfura, so if all that all happens the same day, so that's Avelis Daraisa. So that's what the Baal Shulchan says, well, maybe Istinus is really based on something different than Lahavir es Hazuama. He acknowledges that it doesn't sound that way. You know, that's not what we quoted before from what the Agos Maimonides sounds like. That the Baal Shulchan says it doesn't sound that way in the Rush, because the Rush equates Zuama with Istinus as well. And he also acknowledges, it's not mashed that way from the Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, where the Ramah writes in Tav Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel, Tafreshu Gimel Sif Gimel. Vamina Dera Viragla of Chaos Mutul Rachsan. So if you're traveling and your feet are uncomfortable, you're allowed to wash them on Yom Kippur. So that sounds like you're washing them to minimize potential tsar, not that they're dirty. And that would be included, if that's mutter Yom Kippur, it's because it's not a rechitza shel tanug. So that's about the Shulchan suggestion. He acknowledges not mashal in many places. And we quote in more places that's not mashal the way. The Tosfos that equates Zuama with Istinus and Gos Mamnios. But fundamentally, even the Mechaber in Shin Sadi Tess, the Bali Shulchan is pushing this to say that maybe the din of Istinus shouldn't apply according to the Mechaber Yom Risha. He's bothered why the Mechaber doesn't spell that out.
But,
I'm sorry?
He doesn't say it in either place.
He doesn't say.
Mechaber doesn't speak by Yom Risha in Aleph or in Gimel.
So in Aleph, you don't expect him to speak about it because that's clearly not a Rechitza Shel Tanug, and that's going to be Mutter even on Yom Aleph, that's Lavrus and Zuma. Where the Bader Shulchan was pushing is that Istinus maybe is a different din, and that shouldn't apply in Yom Risha. So that's why he's bothered why the Mechaber doesn't have such a carve out in Sif Gimel. But I'm sorry.
It says only mother from Yom Chain Vela.
Right, like the pashtus of like the Mordechai, like the pashtus of the Mishnah Gamliel. That was only a night. But as it is, even though the Mechaber does quote the position a couple of times that avails Yom Mishnah Deraisa, it's not that the Mechaber himself in Shin Sadi Tess and the Ikaradin assumes that avails Yom Mishnah is not Minotaur. So then even if this whole cheshbon is correct, still could be that the heter v'nistus would apply on Yom Risha. And again, even the Shaf only said, l'chachilu should be machmer on Yom Risha, but Mikra Din, he thought that was mutter as well. But it sounds like the pashtus is not like the Badei Shulchan's suggestion, but that the nature of the heter v'nistus is really an extension of the heter of the Havrus Azuma / Rechitza Shena Sheltanug, and it's just a different application that applies to a in that way to a more limited subset of individuals. And there's another Ha'ara against with the Bader Shulchan suggested approach, which was, aside from the fact that the Rishonim that we quoted seemed to equate Istinus with Lahavrus Azuama Rechitza Shena Shel Tanug, but the Gemara there in Brachas Tesayin said that Rav Gamliel was Rochets Laila Rishonim Shemesa Ishto because Kasavar Aninus Laila Derabanan. My time ago, Leo Kasavra Ninus Lila Derabanan, Dixiv Achvisa Kiyomar, Ubimakam Istinis, Lo Gazube Rabbanan. Says the Ritva over there that what's the Gemara saying on Ninus Lila Derabanan? Even if you hold that Avelis Yom Rishon Derabanan, like the Bali Tosfos, we still should have been Machmir on Avelis Yom Risha because Ke'ein
what's the lesson of the Ritva?
They didn't have the Rizvan Bracha from the Bar Ilan. No, that's no. Strange. I just have a missing part of the citation in my notes. Probably.
Adopted it.
And Tessayim. Tessayim it is.
Looks like it's on Safari.
You have it?
Which do you want to say?
It's on Aninus Laila Darbanan. I don't know what the Yerushal is, but on the first line of Gemara. Here we go. So the Ritva says, "Alma kasavar aninus laila drabanan uvamakam istinis lo gazru." Here we go. Rabbi Seinu Sarfatim Zal Amru Shafilu Avelus Shel Yamrishim Eina Minatora Elamid Rabbanan Bildad. The Alpha Pisha Amru Beferish Bekam Mekomas Daninus Yamrishim Minatora Afilu Hachi Avelus Eino Elamid Rabbanan Shein Lashon Aninus Lashon Avelus Echad Shelashon Aninus Namar Bedvarim Yiduim Kegon Gabi Kohen Aslak of Onen Aslak of Kachim Meisur Sheni. So the Bali Tosas who assume that Avelus Yamrishim Derabanan, Aninus Luchad Avelus Luchad, there is Aninus, but Aninus is a very localized halacha that applies to Kachim and Maisu Sheni Minatora, but it doesn't extend beyond that. Upligi Hasan Bezvachim Gabi Aninus, Hitovis Leilu Imo Alo, Yamrishim Shu Asu Lecha Bekachim, Shetosim Leilu. Ain lo amar gabi aninus. Umayi damina rabbanu de gazru b'layla, makam istinus al gazru. Lom and desha layla de rabbanu b'yom in a Torah. Alo kolomar, afa pisha yamishan da velus mi de rabbanan, came to Islay Iker Minatora, Lagabi Aninos, the Asar Bimixas Dvarim, Kidaksiv Lael, Echmir Bob, Asar Bechisa Bavales Dir Mishon, Avishu Istanis, Avabalila Shalu Asar, came to Raisa, and Vishim Zayr of Istanis Lagazir Bottom. So Dura says that there's a reason to be Machmir on Yom Rishon for Istanis, even if you hold the veil as Yom Rishon Derabanan, because there's a certain Ke'en Deraisa Tiknu. So we're Machmir in certain things. He doesn't have another example, but we have more of an orientation to be Machmir on Yom Rishon because it's Ke'en Deraisa of Aninus. So what you see from the Ritva is that it's not a binary Cheshbin. That if you hold the veil as Yom Rishon Deraisa, then you have to be Machmiran and Istanis Yom Rishon. If you hold the veil as Rishon Derabanan, then you can be Mekel. Even if you hold the veil as Yom Rishon Derabanan, there's still a reason to potentially be Machmir by an Istanis on Yom Rishon, specifically. So the Shach's comment that it's Kedai to be Machmir for an Istanis on Yom Rishon, that makes sense potentially, irrespective of whether you hold that veil as Yom Rishon Deraisa or not. It's not necessarily the Shach is coming to be Choshesh for the Sheet of the veil as Yom Rishon Deraisa, even if a veil as Yom Rishon Derabanan, there's still a Cheshvin to be Machmir. But that Chumrah, Lo Matzinu, El of the Istin, is not Tit Mitzoa, which again seems to point to. It doesn't mean that Tit Mitzoa is a fundamentally different kula than Istanis. Meaning, ask the question like this. If you was... If you assume, like, what we presented as a more conventional mahalach, that the yisod of the heter of Istanis, the yisod of the heter of Tit Mitzoa is basically the same, that it's not a rechisa shel timing across the board, and it's just the question of for whom is regular rechisa kol gufo not a rechisa shel tanug. If we'll say that for the Istanis it's not rechisa shel tanug, if fundamentally it's the same, then why would you only be machmir on for an Istanis v'yom rishon and not for Tit Mitzoa? Lo matzinu anyone who says that the heter of Tit Mitzoa doesn't apply any rishon. The Shach says he should be machmir for an Istanis, but not for, no one says that for Tit Mitzoa. So if you take the Balei Shulchan's approach, which we said is a Mukhrach, and there seems to be against many Rishonim, so then you at least account for that question, that no, Istanis is fundamentally different because it is a Rechitza Shultanig of Mokhman Sarlor Gozru, so then it makes more sense to be Machmir, it makes sense to be Machmir in Yom Rishon, either because of Avails Yom Rishon Deraisa, or the Ritva, even of Avails Yom Rishon Derabanan, but Ke'en Deraisa Tikna. But if fundamentally it's all based on Rechitza Shena Shel Tanug, then why would you distinguish and only be Machmir in Istanis, not be Machmir on Tit Vitzoa? So to that, just to point out that the heter Tit Mitzoa is not mefurash in Hilchos Avelus. Tit Mitzoa you have by Yom Kippur. By Avelus we saw you had the heter of Lahabris Zuhama by Sicha. The Ramban equates that to Tit Mitzoa. But it's not mefurash in Hilchos Avelus b'Makor that you have that heter of Tit Mitzoa. And even the Rambam only said Asir lasach mixas gufo chol gufo im lahavris azum abutter. Chayin asir ruchisas mixas gufo b'chama. The Rambam doesn't explicitly tell you that there's a heter of Tit Mitzoa in Hilchos Avel. Right, the Ramban was the first to equate the two and to tell you that there's a heter of Tit Mitzoa by Avel, and that's what makes it into Shulchan Aruch. So that's just the ha'ara, putting all this together, that if everything's really based on Mechitza Shel Tanug, then would you still distinguish between Istanis and Tit Mitzoa as far as Yom Rishon, that Lo Matzinu as far as I can tell, anyone that makes that distinction, or anyone that says that Tivitzo would be usher on Yom Isha. In the other direction, let's point out that inasmuch as for an Avel, there is a heter of Mitzah Skufo / Pano Yadav V'Raglav Bitzonim, so there's no reason or there's no restriction on the Nentilas Yadayim of an Avel of Akishrei Esposam the way that we have on Yom Kippur. Or Tisha B'av. Rav Avadia points this out, the Farish. Even on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av, the source of Akishrei Esposam is not so clear. Screw it, the source is, but it's not Yisur Ben Yeruchim. They still say Yisur Ben Yeruchim of Akishrei Esposam, but that's not necessarily Muskam. The Rebbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, the end of Hilchot Shvisas Asur, assumes it's Davar Pashut that Netilas Yadayim Yerochitz Kedarko, because that's the same as Tzitzova. That's not a Rochitza Shel. What is, it's not what we would call in our Hilchos Aveilos terminology a Rechitza Shel Tanug. That's like Tzitzova, which is Mutter. So it's not a violation, and Yom Kippur terminology, it's not a violation of Inui, because you just have to get yourself to a baseline. So the Beit HaMelech assumes the same thing by Netilas Yadayim, that that's like Tzitzova. So there's no restriction, there's no requirement of Akishrei Esposam. Yerochitz Kedarka. We don't assume the way Lalacha. We assume it says in Shulchan Aruch, which is based on Yerub Ben Yeruchim at Kishrei Esposav, but Kishrei Esposav doesn't transfer to Yom Kippur, to Avelus, where there's a heter of Hanu Yadav Ragla B'Soni and any. So I imagine that people must have such a misconception, because intuitively you associate the Isser Rechitza on for an Avel with the other Isser Rechitzas that we're familiar with, at least for Tisha B'Av. But here, you have that distinction that there shouldn't be any requirement of Akishrei Esposav for an Avel washing Netilas Yadayim. Okay. Yeah.
That's my demo. Just the beginning, so you'll have a three for the post. Why? What exactly is the case that she needs to watch?
Because she's postpartum and she's medically compromised, so she needs to wash for her health.
Why is it helping her to wash?
Because her body's in a compromised state, and the water will be medically helpful.
Okay, is that like a pee? Modern Muskam? Like a photo, like a woman who asked you guys, should I take a bath or something?
Ask your OBGYN. I
have one.
Yeah. I don't know, probably. Okay. The Ramah then quotes a minhag. Actually, before that, just to know, Piskei Shuvah Sukkot and Aleph was the verse of Moshe that to the extent that Chamin is Aser, Poshrin, lukewarm water is Aser as well, Toh Shiva. Then the Ramah in Sif Aleph goes the following minute, and calls Amidina, Eno Aser Rak Shiva. Aval Achikach Mutter Rechitza, Ala Shinagawa Inna, Lasser Kol Rechitza Kol Amid Yom. The minag is, the Aser Rechitza Kol Shloshim. Afil Lacha Ferosh Aser, Ein Lashana Saminak, Yumina Kadamhu, what's the reason for this minhag of extending the iser of rechitza kol shloshim? So the task was in sifkatan aleph for zeruah nasan tam leminhag the chashin and dilma asal lemisak reshe the aser kol shloshim, that maybe you'll come to comb your hair, because if you're going to wash yourself, you're going to comb your hair, and combing your hair is aser kol shloshim. And Kainly Didan, the Shavi list for Grosho, which we'll get to, then it should be Mutter. So if the reason is you're gonna end up combing your hair and combing Zasu during Shloshim, well, we're Makel and combing during Shloshim, so that shouldn't apply. Marshal nothing time to assume Mishim Tisporis. He came Derek and Nichnas and Merchas the Galaf Saris Rosha. They used to go to the bathhouse and you'd shave or get a haircut while you're there. So because of that association, since it's usher to shave or get a haircut during Shloshim, Niman Haga, we ushered Rechitza during Shloshim as well. And the Taz says, I asked me from Cholam Bayit, or says, don't ask from Cholam Bayit, that if that's the case, then you shouldn't be able to take a shower in Cholam Bayit either, because you're not allowed to get a haircut in Cholam Bayit. If we associate Tisporis with Rechitza, and wherever there's an Issa Tisporis, it should be an Issa Rechitza, so you shouldn't be allowed to take a shower during Cholam Bayit either. But no. There, the Isser is the Kuli Alma. Everybody's Asser B'Tisparis on Chol Moed. So not worried that you're going to forget. But if it's a localized, personal Isser, then we're more worried that you forget. And that's the basis of this Minog of Asser and Bechitza called Shlosha. And the Maril gives a third reason that is connected to an Isser of Kibbutz, that people, if you can wash your body, then you're going to wash your clothing. And since it's asur to wash your clothing during Shloshim, then we asur washing your body during Shloshim as well. Rav Schechter quotes that the Rav quoted from Moshe Soloveitchik, printed, if you want to take a look, Nefesh HaRav, page Kuf Tzadiches, and the Shiur HaRav, that nowadays we're not machmir on the Isser V'chitza Toch Shloshim. And the way Rav Schechter presents it is partially because nowadays everybody's an istinist to some extent of not showering for so long. And therefore, the Moshe Soloveitchik thought, nowadays we're not bound by this minhag of Isser Rechitza Tov Shloshim. The way Rabbi Willig presents it is, look at all the reasons. The Ozeru's reason of Asering because you're going to come to Kom, Taz already said doesn't apply because you're Matur coming. The Marshal's reason that there's an association between getting a haircut, shaving, and washing yourself, that's also no shock nowadays. There's no association between taking a shower and getting a haircut. And the Maril's reason of Kibbutz, so we're Matur Kibbutz during Shloshim also, as we'll see. But the Minhag Olam assumes that the Minhag Vasika the Ramah is still in effect. And there is an Isser Rechitza Tov Shloshim, even Bizman Hazeh. So is the gather of that Isser, according to common practice, of the Minhag of the Ramah, the same as Toch Shiva? So Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Dogma Rav assume that the Isser applies even Berchitzas called Gufa Bitsone, that you can take a full body shower during Shloshim, even Bitsone. That would be pretty extreme. And the Yoch HaShulchan assumes no, that the Isser of Kol Gufo, or the Minhag of Asrin Berchitzas called Shloshim, that only applies to Chamin, but Berchitzas called Gufa Bitsone would be mutter. That's what the shach sounds like in Sifkat and Aleph. And that Rabbi Karr points out the minhag is to be mekel. That to the extent that the minhag olam is like the minhag reflected in the Ramah, the aser rechitza kol shloshim, that's only bechamin, but not bitzonen at all. And kol gufa would be mutter bitzonen. The Tzionei Halacha quotes Rav Yashiv is machmir, not sonein only, and not posher, not even lukewarm, and no soap. Rav Yashiv said, what do you need soap for? You can wash yourself fine with water. Rabbi Felder quotes that Rav Moshe was matir posherin during Shloshim, not chamin, but posherin. And the Yoch HaShulchan writes, Sivkat and Hey, a davar pashut, the Misha ain't the Kav Bria, Avshen Ochola, Elisha Chazek Briusu Tzarachan Bat Yishal Chamin. Yishal Hatim B'Toch Lav. If a person is of weak constitution, he's not formally a chola, but he's not Bekav Abrius. So then you could be Mako Bishofi to allow Rechitza Bechaim into Shoshim. It's only Mimen Haga. Anyway, it's not Bidina. Therefore, if there's any medical need, it'll be Mutter. And Rabbi Karp says, during Shloshim, even if we're Machmir, but as opposed to during Shiva, where we said, Lav Kala, Rosa, Lomer, Istinus, Ani, has a right to do so, during Shloshim, we say, if you claim you're an Istinus, we believe you. You don't have to show your credentials. So in practice, Rabbi Karp would acknowledge, if you feel that you can't go a month without a cold shower, without a warm shower, then you can claim that you're an Istinus as far as this minhag goes. But Vavadya says, for Sfardim, there's no basis for this minhag at all. It's just a minhag that the Ramah quotes, but Sfardim don't need to be machmir. We'll just conclude with a story that the Tzinei Halacha says Rav Yashiv used to like telling, which appears in the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak. Toldos Yitzchak is a biography of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan written by his secretary, Rabbi Yaakov Lifshitz. So on page 37, Rabbi Lifshitz writes the following story, that in the year 1876, there was a guest that came to visit Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, and he said, Rebbe, I'm an Avel, am I allowed to go to the Beis HaMerchatz? And without missing a beat or without thinking, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan said, Mutter. And then the Shaul said, Rebbe, but I'm an Avel. And he said, Mutter, Mutter Lach. And then the Shaul still said, am I allowed to just go for a Schwitz? Or can I actually wash myself in hot water? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan said to that, I already told you it's mutter, and I didn't give any qualifications to the heter. If you don't get out of here soon, maybe I'll change my mind. So after this guy left, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, Rabbi Lifshitz went, looked at him, and Rabbi Yisrael Chanan saw that Rabbi Lifshitz was puzzled. How is Rabbi Yisrael Chanan going against the minhag Ramah al pi vasikin? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan said, our guest over here is going to go along on his merry way, and he's going to say that Rabbi Yisrael Chanan made a mistake in Sak. So he said, don't you know that the whole reason for the minhag of Shloshim, Asrim Rechitz, is based on the Marashal? And the Marashal said it's connected to Tisporis. And the Taz says, why is it that in Chol HaMoed we're not bothered? Because in Chol HaMoed it's Asr for everybody. If it's Asr for everybody, you're not worried that you'll make a mistake. So said Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, we're holding now during Sfira. So no one's allowed to get a haircut. So whatever the Taz says for Chol HaMoed, she'll apply for Sfira too. That's why I told him he's allowed to go wash himself. Ad Khan, the story that Rabbi Lifshitz, I think it's not, Rabbi Lifshitz wasn't an Eid Riya, he quotes this from someone else who was there. So based on this, the Tzina Yalacha quotes from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv was Matir, Rechitza Tov Shloshim, V'makam Sarach Gogol, and any day that's Aser B'Tisporis. Because he thought the Iker Tam is what the Taskos and the Marshal, that it's Tisporis related, so on a day that's Mutter, that's Aser B'Tisporis anyway, L'Kuli Alma, so then Rabbi Yashiv thought there's more to be Mako then.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Is your impression that people are Machmir for Rechitza Tok Shiva, even during Avilas?
Yeah.
I was under the impression that maybe Ashkenazi poskim have some dispensation for Avilan to do some sort of washing during Shiva. Is that the wrong impression?
Well, the heter is not Kol Gufo Bitsone. But Kol Gufo Bitsone is us, sir.
My mother is still in your base Kodesh.
Yeah.
The Rav told her, the Rav, the youngest, on Staten Island.
Yeah.
My grandmother lives, told her that just do each limb at a time in water that's less than what you would normally use in the shower. Meaning the temperature should be colder than you normally use, and you shouldn't do your entire body at the same time.
So that's right. So that's part of Yodha Viragla Bitsona. So he was Major Poshrin, you're saying. So I think Pitzke Shua calls that Poshrin is Usher, just like Chamin. I thought, again, it could be you can, there's what to talk about exactly what Poshrin is. We spoke about that in the Nida context of Chomashal Rok. But yes, yeah, so that would be the Hetter Pani. I mean, we discussed. So the question is, if we assume, as Poskim seem to assume, that they have just lavd afka panei yodha viragla, if you can even do mixas haguf, then what's the shear after, at which point it's considered mixas haguf? So he was saying, or you're quoting, that, yeah, as long as you don't do it at the same time, that's called mixas haguf. So that could be.
So you can almost take a shower.
So that'd
be called
from the other angle. So maybe you shouldn't have your whole body under the shower. You'd have do some limbs at a time.
I think Martin Shabbos has a category of kol gufo aver that you're washing the whole body cumulatively, just like the aver. So wouldn't that indicate that that's different from panamia de barago? Or we can maybe extend it all the way to that.
Well, no, so that's the question: is panamia de barago your son of ladavka? Okay, I guess we can we'll try to clarify that for next time, what the common practice is on mixas gufo its own name.
And in terms of the rel is matir, the most obvious is matir, my chamin.
Everything during Shloshim. Yeah.
No problem at all.
No, right, correct. Okay. So we'll stop here for today. Have a great Yom Tov, everyone.